Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, final series in WCHA play was last weekend, at least for the first half. You split with MSU, won 2-0 and lost 3-2. What positives did you take away from those two games?
Well, I think, for the most part, we played 120 minutes of pretty good hockey. You know, unfortunately, there was just a four-minute window there on Saturday that we allowed three goals, and that, turned out to be the difference. But I certainly liked the way we competed the rest of the time. You know, obviously, we know how difficult getting wins in this league can be, especially on the road. So certainly Friday was a gratifying game. You win 2-0. And then we battled back, and we certainly gave ourselves plenty of opportunities on Saturday to tie that game up. But unfortunately, the hole was just too big. So, we just got to play hard. I think that the message all week is let's come out here, let's try to be intense for 60 minutes, but at the same time, have fun. It's not a WCHA series. There's not all the pressure that comes with that. It's been a great road trip so far, and it's a beautiful facility here at in Rochester. So let's go out there and see what we can do.
You got two goals last weekend from Kiki. She has 41 shots this year. I know she had been trying to get that first career goal. Finally took her that many shots to get it. Nice to see her finally get rewarded, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. But that says a lot about her that she has that many shots. For a freshman in this league, particularly the WCHA, that's pretty, that's a pretty pretty impressive number to get that many shots. And that's the type of player she is. She's, we talk about somebody providing energy. That's what she does. Every time she's on the ice, she plays so hard. And certainly her speed is something that jumps out at everybody because she's a great F1. She's on the puck, and she back checks extremely hard. She's just a complete 200-foot player that has a lot of talent offensively. So to see her get those two goals, just great for her confidence. Now let's just – I think you're going to see her, obviously maybe this weekend would be great to see again, but I think going into 2017, she's someone you're going to see on the scoreboard a lot.
Well, you've been getting a lot of points out of one of your seniors, your captain, Madison Hutchinson. She's number two in the WCHA defensively as far as points. She has a point in each of your last three games. How important is that to see your veterans get points like that?
Well, not just veterans, anybody, but, to see people from our D-Corps help us out offensively, that's big because that's something we definitely want to stress. We want to get them involved. And again, going back to just how hard it is to score, we need that second layer, and that's what our defense can provide. And it's not just Madison. I think AJ obviously does a great job. Missy's been stepping up. All the defensemen have, Carly Essie's had some great opportunities because they're looking for that opportunity to jump up. And now it's a matter of our forwards finding them, because we had some opportunities, I think, this past weekend that we missed where we had a defenseman in a great spot. So if we can keep looking, keep getting the puck to him, that's going to help. But, yeah, Hutchie's been having a great year and just really, really proud of how she's played.
And Emma Terrace has had a great season so far. I know she scored a power play goal for you last weekend, but talk about how patient she is with the puck. She just seems to have such calmness out there.
She does. She's got a real, I don't know if it's a low panic point, but yeah, she does. She has a lot of poise when she has the puck on her stick, and she can definitely make things happen. She's got great vision. I think she made a great pass to Lauren Miller and provided a great opportunity on that Saturday game. And yeah, she makes plays that others can't just because of her vision and her hockey sense, and certainly one of our key players.
Well, this weekend you take on another CHA team. Last time you played Syracuse to open up the season, 19 penalties in the weekend. What kind of play do you expect out of RIT here today?
Well, I know they're going to play hard. They're very well coached. They're going to battle. They're going to scrap. Yeah, hopefully it's not a penalty fest. You just never know. I think obviously there's been more penalties called out in this league than I think any other league in the country. But, that can't affect how we play. We just got to be smart. And once we see how the game's being played out, you got to adjust accordingly. But, again, it's more about us this weekend, Kelly. Let's just go out, like I said, let's go out, play hard, be really intense. We want to get back to playing, being a team that's real hard to play against and not give up quality opportunities. Again, that's another of the messages this week. That's always been a staple of Bemidji State women's hockey, is just being real, real hard to play against in our zone in particular. So we want to get back to that. And that's a mindset. But at the same time, you got to know what you're doing. And it's stopping and starting. It's stick on pucks. It's getting in shot lanes. It's all those things we talk about all the time. And I think if we do that this weekend, the scoreboard is going to come out in our favor.
Would you say that's a key to getting a win here today?
Certainly one of them. But let's, like I said, being intense for 60 minutes, I think – There's been games where it hasn't been there. We've had little dips, and again against any good team, you take a shift off, you're asking for trouble. So there's no question we have great goaltending, Kelly, and if we can be just solid in our zone and not give up those high quality chances, we're gonna be hard to score against. And if we can just play that way, make it real hard for, in this case, RIT to get pucks to the net, not give them any second opportunities, not give up outnumbered opportunities, that's going to go a long way towards us coming out on the hot top end here.
This is the first meeting between BSU and RIT. They've been playing hockey out here for 40 years. After watching film, what have you seen about the Tigers that you guys need to counter?
Well, again, they're gonna be hard. I think they may lead the country in block shots. They certainly lead the CHA by a long way. So we know they're gonna get in shot lanes. So that's gonna be imperative that we change angles to get pucks to the net, or we shoot wide on purpose. And they're gonna I don't want to say pack it in, but again, if we can get our high offense going, some of those options, I think that could open up some things for us. But again, very well coached. Scott's done a great job out here, and they're going to work really, really hard. So anytime a team works hard, it's always going to be a challenge because, we certainly have to match that work ethic. If we don't, we're going to be in for a long weekend.
Non-conference wins just as important as conference wins, aren't they, Coach?
Oh, absolutely. Every time you put on that sweater, you're representing the program and the school and the WCHA in this case. We want to go out there and represent everybody really, real well.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.